finally, we were intrigued by a feature on the music website, Spinner.com. The best ever opening lines of songs.
You never close.
So shut up, it's your birthday.
We don't smoke marijuana.
I was dreaming when I wrote this. She was more like Beauty Queen.
She's a very kinky girl.
Great opening lines, great idea. So we asked musician contributor David Was to consider the other side of the equation, song endings.
Whether you're talking Beethoven or the Beatles, the combined sounds and silences of musical composition are like bear traps meant to snag our dilatory perceptions and arrest our attention till the final note sounds. Thus, the ending of a song is every bit as critical as its opening notes. The comparatively sophisticated works of classical composers can delay the payoff so long you could run out for a sandwich and make a few phone calls and still get back for the resolution. Richard Wagner's prelude to the opera Tristan and Isolde keeps amping up one's expectations to the breaking point, then, like a skillful lover, prolonging the ending until you're on the edge of your seat. Tension and release, that's what the musicologists call it. Pop songs are like symphonies in miniature at their best, and Roy Orbison was often cited for the operatic quality of his vocals. Pretty Woman, in particular, has a musical form that reflects the story being told, and the ending packs one of the great surprise resolutions in pop songcraft, as the longed-for woman in question turns around and heads right for Roy. The rest is left to our ample imaginations, as it should be. Few popular singers of the modern era could nail an ending like Frank Sinatra, whose ability to shade dynamics enabled him to lull you with a couple of soft jabs, then uppercut you into emotional oblivion with a haymaker ending. New York, New York features one of his great finales, as his last notes join with the horns and strings and go straight for your goosebumps. Smaller finishes, but no less effective, include Joni Mitchell's Big Yellow Taxi, which ends with a giggle instead of a whimper.
Put up a parking lot.
For broken-hearted lovers to cry.
Elvis Presley's despairing last notes of Heartbreak Hotel, accompanied by a lonely string bass.
They'll be so lonely they could die.
And then there's the ubiquitous fade-out ending, invented in the era of the three-minute rock and roll song, and which seems to imply that the band kept rocking eternally into that great good night. Ray Charles' delicious ad-libs at the end of Hit the Road, Jack leave you hungering for more. That's easy. Put the needle back to the beginning and start it all over again.
That's David Was, half of the musical duo Was Not Was.
What you said?
Don't you come back no more.
I didn't understand
it. Don't you come back no more.
You can't mean that.
Don't you come back.